Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do that. You see yourself doing that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I see myself doing whatever the coaches ask me to do. And I think my versatility allows me to do some of those things, like you were saying, how Justin Tuck kind of came inside in certain downs and played outside and played all over the line. I think that I'm versatile enough to kind of do some of those similar things, and so I'm just embracing whatever coaches are throwing at me.
Coach Coughlin was talking about how they're teaching so much of the history of the Giants' defense. I mean, you seem pretty well versed in that yourself. How did you learn so much about it?
You know, honestly, it sounds crazy, but I've watched a lot of defensive linemen, and particularly the Giants' defensive line. I always felt like they were the best in football for a very long time. From Justin Tuck to O.C. Mignola to Strahan, obviously, to number 94, who I don't think he's on the team now. But, I mean, I watched a lot of them. And, you know, when I really started watching professional football, it started with the Giants in, I forget what year, when they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And that's when I really fell in love with them. And it inspired me to be better as a defensive lineman. So, I mean, I watched a ton of these guys as much as I can. Jason Pierre-Paul, the year he broke out and had like 16 and a half sacks. I mean, you know, I watched a lot of them.
Is this the perfect team for you because of what the Giants, you know, they base it on the linemen, defensive linemen?
Yeah, you know, anytime you're in a 43 system and your lineman is asked to attack upfield and wreak havoc, is always exciting. And I feel like you know, my skill set is definitely fitting for that type of defense, so I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be great for me, and I think it's I'm going to bring a lot to defense and just working hard every day and just staying versatile and staying coachable.